The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste, okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his. That I can tell you. I was not a fan of his.
That's been going on for a long time, the whole Epstein episode. And I know it's under investigation by Attorney General Barr. I'm sure he's going to be handling it. The retweet, which is what it was, the retweet, was from somebody that's a very respected conservative pundit. So I think I was fine, yeah. No, basically what we're saying is we want an investigation. I want a full investigation. And that's what I absolutely am demanding. That's what our Attorney General, our great Attorney General, is doing. He's doing a full investigation. The question you have to ask is, did Bill Clinton go to the island? Because Epstein had an island that was not a good place, as I understand it, and I was never there. So you have to ask, did Bill Clinton go to the island? That's the question. If you find that out, you're going to know a lot. Thank you very much, everybody.
Mr. President, the other day a reporter asked you about Ghislaine Maxwell. You said, quote, I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, but I wish her well, whatever it is. Mr. President, Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested on allegations of child sex trafficking. Why would you wish such a person well?
I don't know that, but I do know that...
She has. She's been arrested for that.
Her
that.
Friend or boyfriend...
Epstein.
...was either killed or committed suicide in jail. She's now in jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish her well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, do you know that...
Oh, so you're saying you hope she doesn't die in jail. Is that what you mean by wish her well?
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out, how did it happen? Was it suicide? Was he killed? But all it is her boyfriend died. He died in jail. Was he killed? Was it suicide?
Do you think Epstein killed himself sincerely?
I don't know. I will say that, he was a fixture in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know what Barr said about it either. I have no idea what he said. What did he say? He killed himself, probably?
He said he killed himself and that they were going to do this investigation. They never did the investigation. It's never been public.
Well,
and they hid it. And, why are they doing that?
He
and clearly Barr knew. But why would Bill Barr be covering up the death of Jeffrey Epstein?
I don't know what he did with Epstein, but possibly he did.
Do you think it's possible that Epstein was killed?
Oh, sure. It's possible. I mean, I don't really believe. I think he probably committed suicide. He had a life with, beautiful homes and beautiful everything. And he all of a sudden he's incarcerated and not doing very well. I would say that he did. But there are those people. There are many people. I think you're one of them. Right. But a lot of people think that he was killed. He knew a lot on a lot of people.
He was killed.
You think so?
I think the closer you look, I'm not a conspiracy person at all. I believe everything I hear. But yeah, the closer you look into it. I mean, the Attorney General of the United States, your Attorney General, clearly lied about the Epstein death.
Yeah,
and
he was.
Why?
He was. Certainly, it wasn't well done. They had no cameras. They had no anything. Everybody was sleeping. And, a case could be made. Look, I'm not going to get involved in it, but I can tell you a case could be made either way, but it certainly wasn't the most well-run place.
So what about Bill Clinton? How does he factor into this?
Well, we know he was on the plane, not only on the plane a couple times, multiple times. He traveled internationally with Jeffrey Epstein, and he was on the plane called the Lolita Express because it supposedly had a bed in there where Jeffrey Epstein had young girls. He has been a friend of his, a continuing friend of his for years and years. Contrast that with Donald Trump, who hasn't spoken to him in many years, over a decade, after he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago for bad behavior. So that's the difference there. And I think Americans see the two-tier justice system.
Over time, let's see. And if the judge does have other information that would add context and texture to a list, I do believe the judge has an obligation to release it, especially because people's names or reputation are in play here.
Yes.
Pam, thank you.
There's a moment where you had some hesitation about Epstein, releasing some of the documents on Epstein. Why the hesitation?
I don't think I mean, I'm not involved. I never went to his island, fortunately. But a lot of people did.
Why do you think so many smart, powerful people allowed him to get so close?
He was a good salesman. He was, you know, was a hale and hearty type of guy. And he had some nice assets that he'd throw around, like islands. But a lot of big people went to that island. But fortunately, I was not one of them.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah. It's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it.
One of the things that you alluded to, and this is something Donald Trump has talked about, the DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you.
You said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk. Yeah. When can we see them, and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected.
Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded? Because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices.
Yeah, what you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information.
I want to get into this Epstein thing a little bit. I think the American people are very curious about who's on this list or these lists. You have been doggedly trying to get all the information. And now we learn, thanks to you, that you've been stonewalled by people in New York. Do you want to explain that?
The 254 young girls, women who are victims of sex crimes and sex trafficking, their personal information was redacted and out of there to protect them. So I'm going through it and I kept saying, there has to be more. There has to be more. I'm assured that's it. Cash, ask the same questions. Assured there's no more. I found out, you know, this week that a source told me New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands. And of course, you've seen the very strong letter. We will get everything. We will have it in our possession. We will redact it, of course, to protect grand jury information and confidential witnesses. But the American people have a right to know. And Donald Trump is the most transparent president in our nation's history.
Are you going to release all the information about that?
Senator, we are working through that right now with the Department of Justice.
When do you think you'll have it done, Cash?
I think in the near future, sir.
Like before I die?
Senator, we've been working on that, and we're doing it in a way that protects victims and also doesn't put out into the ether information that is irrelevant.
Now, I guess it's all a big hoax. I mean, this is something that goes back to court cases and convictions in 2006, 2007, and 8. Of course, the supposed suicide in 2019 under Bill Barr's watch. I mean, it goes through George Bush, his administration. It goes through the Dear Leaders administration. And then also through President Trump's first term. And then the fake president. Here is a convicted child rapist. And then the woman that did so much of the trafficking for him, and we're supposed to believe, I guess, it was just those two. I mean, he's a billionaire many times over. Had all these connections with rich and powerful people. But I guess the girlfriend just trafficked all of these little girls to her boyfriend. And that's it. Case closed. Anything else you don't need to know. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. You can get to the live video stream of this program at TrumpetDaily.com or at the Rumble channel, Rumble.com/TrumpetDaily. So a lot of people are furious. A lot of Trump supporters are furious as he now says, why are you even talking about Epstein? Well, a lot of people have been talking about it for years. I mean, you just got an extended cold open to give you a summary of when President Trump liked to talk about it. And then all these other commentators that just can't understand the flip-flop. What a massive flip-flop we've seen in just a matter of months. I mean, they were rubbing their hands together. Bondi, Patel, Trump, all of them back in February. We were told, yeah, it's about to come out. Listen, there's some overlap between this one and the first one you just saw there. But this is Pam Bondi, in the Attorney General, in February on the release of all these Epstein files, right? The American public deserves to know. This is the most transparent administration in history. Listen to clip 11 here.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump.
One of the things a lot of people are wondering, because you said last week that you have the Epstein files on your desk, is when can we see them and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
What kind? Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded, because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices?
Yeah, what you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information, but it's pretty sick what that man did.
As you know, we released about 120 pages of documents, and I started asking for these documents right when I came into office. And before Kash Patel was in there. So I ended up getting about 120 pages. We carefully redacted them, of course, to be sure the 254 young girls, women who are victims of sex crimes and sex trafficking, their personal information was redacted and out of there to protect them. So I'm going through it and I kept saying, there has to be more, there has to be more. I'm assured that's it. Kash asked the same questions, assured there's no more. I found out, you know, this week that a source told me New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands, thousands. And of course, you've seen the very strong letter. We will get everything. We will have it in our possession. We will redact it, of course, to protect grand jury information and confidential witnesses, but the American people have a right to know. And Donald Trump is the most transparent president in our nation's history.
Remember the shows we did? I think it was last January, March 2024. Some of those programs became what is printed as an article in this this March 2024 issue of The Trumpet. The Jeffrey Epstein, we titled it, The Problem is Far Bigger Than Epstein. I mean, it reveals our sin-sick society. I mean, some of these criminal acts, the sexual deviance and perversion, sadistic sex acts. And now it's all, I guess, a hoax. President Trump tweeted out yesterday, the radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters, I mean, he's moving on. Steve Bannon has said if he loses just 10% of his support, he loses about 40 seats in 14, 15 months. Which means they're going to set out to impeach him straight away. I mean, unless he's doing some masterful trick to reel in Democrats. I mean, most of Epstein's clients, the evil goes across the aisle both ways. But, I mean, Epstein was a powerful Democrat, a big-time donor. And you would think most of his clients were powerful Democrats as well. I mean, politically, you look at this and think, it's a no-brainer. Of course you expose it. But here again, are we running into the same massive weakness or blind spot in President Trump? To do a deal with anybody. Never mind that they used to be in Al-Qaeda. Never mind that they're a former terror. Hey, let's just do a deal and make America great. A lot of these powerful Democrats are, well, and they're exactly that. They're powerful. Who knows? Like I say, maybe he's creating a fake narrative to lure them in. And I mean, he has even in these 6 months changed his mind. He betrayed Israel in January, and then he's helping them out a few months later with bombing Iran. So we'll see. I mean, and if it's released, then we'll come back and say it's about time. But to now call this the Jeffrey Epstein hoax or a scam and to move on from his past supporters saying they're stupid. I mean, that seems to be crazy politically. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. So much of the seedy detail. It's already out there. I mean, some of these court cases, Alan Dershowitz was in one. He has to, and again, the judges are in on this too. And if there's 254 victims, where are they today? I know some of them want to move on and conceal their identity, but surely there's a handful, a few, that want to blow the whistle. Those programs we did last year, if you remember, it was a long CBS, I think 60 Minutes type show. And it was run in Australia. And at the time, I mean, we played the clip. It might have been CBS or NBC here at home. Abby something, I forget her last name. But she was basically there lamenting on a hot mic. We had the whole story exposed. It was going to expose everything. And the higher ups at the network said, nope, not going to run that. And she was upset. It's not even just the sexual deviance, the sex trafficking, the pedophilia in high places. It's the cover-up. That's what so many Americans are so furious about. The two-tiered standard of justice. Remember how we heard so much about that during the Biden years? And now here you've got, of all people, Kash Patel, Bongino, Donald Trump, Bondi, I mean, she's a little weaker than those I just mentioned with respect to exposing the evil. I mean, I think she was down in Florida when that case broke in Palm Beach, 2006. And then he finally goes off to prison, Jeffrey Epstein. And I forget which agency there was unhappy with the way it was investigated. So they turned it over to the FBI and said, I think you might want to look into this. This looks pretty terrible. That was 2009. And then you fast forward all through the Dear Leaders years. You finally get around to 2019. He hangs himself in prison. Bill Barr is furious. Oh, I can't believe that the cameras weren't on and that they would let this happen. And then just Bill Barr quietly goes off into the sunset, rebuking Donald Trump as he went because, well, the election was perfect. This is some kind of Ezekiel 8. This is some kind of an Ezekiel. That's covered in the article last March. Hey, come on over to this hole in the wall. Let me show you. The abominations are even worse than you think. Why would you want to cover up that evil? Is it to do a deal with them down the road? This article, I urge you to go back and read it. March 2024. It says American society has been fundamentally transformed largely by men at the top who are sexual degenerates. You know, one of our news gatherers this morning wondered if, you know, we're hearing so much about this religious revival and how Catholicism is popular again. And even young people are going to church again. Well, I mean, the Jeffrey Epstein affair kind of obliterates that narrative. Or at least it obliterates the seriousness of this so-called revival. This is not turning to God in repentance. I mean, you look throughout the Bible. I don't know how much time I'll have to even get into it. But any time there's a resurgence, any time, I mean, I'm talking spiritually, there's always the putting away of evil that goes with it. Think about Phineas going into that tent in Numbers 25, I think it is. And he sees this fornication, this adultery going on with the strange women from different places, different cultures. And he grabs a spear and he takes it right through both fornicators. I mean, that's a kind of putting away evil that we know nothing about today. Today, we, like I've said all the last week, I mean, today we cozy up to it. Today we accommodate it. Today we sit down and negotiate with it. Compromise, I mean, you may think as a businessman or a politician that you've got to compromise to get things done. But on certain core issues, you cannot compromise. I mean, and look at the strength that Bibi Netanyahu is showing in Syria. Melanie Phillips had a piece today talking about 300 Druze being massacred in southern Syria. And who does anything about it? Well, the Rising Lion goes in there. I mean, after hitting Gaza, then Hezbollah, then Iran, the Rising Lion goes in there and says, listen, we're going to put a stop to this. He went in there with a Phineas-like spirit. We got to get rid of this evil. No one else did anything. In fact, the condemnation is reserved for evil, for Israel, for trying to eradicate evil out of southern Syria. That's an upside-down world right there. How did someone like Epstein continue to engage in the monstrous crimes against barely pubescent girls since the 1980s, yet avoid being publicly recognized as a pedophile until 2005, when a mother credibly accused him of raping her 14-year-old daughter? You heard Pam Bondi, 254 victims. This is our article at The Trumpet last year. When the truth came out, Epstein pled guilty, was convicted, and received a minimal and brief punishment. 18 months. He got out 13 months. So even the sentence was cut short. Just a little slap on the wrist, and then, you know, we'll try to keep all the files sealed. And then he comes out of prison and he resumes all of these wonderful relationships with the rich and powerful. How does this happen? How is this covered up? Epstein was arrested again in 2019 for sex trafficking children. So who did he traffic them to? What are their names? About a month later, he died in his jail cell. The official story is that he killed himself, coincidentally. The two security cameras at his cell failed at that time. There was a big to-do made over the release of all the footage, which, just as you heard in the cold open, happened to be missing a crucial 1 minute. a crucial 1 minute of video. It's not there. It says here, Epstein's most infamous associate is Bill Clinton, a former president of the United States. Epstein visited the White House 17 times during Clinton's presidency, and Clinton flew on Epstein's plane. Court documents show that Epstein also associated with more than 150 powerful people. Now, keep in mind, he's convicted of sex trafficking, and we know enough already to understand and know that he did business with 150 powerful people, at least. What kind of business was he doing with them? This billionaire with all of these properties in Florida, in Manhattan, at the island. Prince Andrew, Swiss financier Arion de Rothschild, Bill Gates, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, White House counsel Catherine Rumler, corporate consultant Joshua Cooper Ramo, private equity consultant Leon Black, Bard College president Leon Botstein, retail billionaire Leslie Wexner, American intellectual Noam Chomsky, billionaire Reid Hoffman, Central Intelligence Agency director William Burns, Hollywood director Woody Allen, and many others. Well, there's a fairly lengthy list right there. That was in the March 2024 trumpet. Now it's a hoax. Now, I mean, there's nothing to it. After the Epstein files were released on January 3rd, this is from one of the lawsuits, conservative Treehouse writer Mark Bradman wrote, "I don't write much about the myriad of sick and twisted stories that surround Jeffrey Epstein because everything in that rabbit hole is a matrix of perversion and manipulation by sick people, sick government officials, and blackmail material in a world of darkness and evil. Additionally, all of the previous claims about Donald Trump being associated with that perverse industry and assembly are false. However, I can understand how the merge of exploitation, sex trafficking of young women, sexual blackmail, and politics can hold ramifications for our current state of affairs." If Donald Trump's not covering up something that he did, then what is he covering up and why? And how long will this continue? We'll see. You can't imagine God under any circumstance like this being happy with what's going on at the supposedly reformed DOJ and FBI. You know, we said in this article, America's leaders are doing abominable acts in the dark corridors of power while they force their will on the people. God will expose them so people have one last chance to repent. We wrote, normally this type of purge will take a civil war, but God promises that he'll save America through an end-time type of King Jeroboam II. What an opportunity for that Jeroboam type to shine the furious light of day on all of this evil and to actually unload some punishment on these sex traffickers, on these pedophiles. Is Donald Trump, is he passing up on an opportunity to do something that would actually carry out God's will? Exposing all of this? Again, we'll see. Maybe things will change down the road in a few weeks or months. This is, you heard the montage there at the open. Just give you the backstory. This is, of course, much more recently, clip 16.
Yeah. Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general, no. I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And
It's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. I call it the Epstein hoax. Takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had.
Yesterday, the attorney general tried to deflect all the Epstein questions, but reporters pressed her on the comments from President Trump suggesting that Bondi consider opening some files.
The president said today you would release credible files related to Mr. Epstein. Are you prepared to do that, and when would you?
Our memo today speaks for itself, and we'll get back to you on anything else.
This morning, President Trump facing unprecedented criticism from some of his biggest supporters.
This has been the first fracture in MAGA.
Over the Justice Department's handling of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. For days, many on the right have been criticizing Attorney General Pam Bondi's decision not to release the files. But now, high-profile figures, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, weighing in.
It's a very delicate subject, but We should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
And podcaster Joe Rogan, an influential Trump ally in the last election, mocking the administration's response.
Like, look, where's the Epstein files? Boo, can't find them. Mm-hmm. Don't exist. Like, they can get away with man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given, but I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going.
Could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of his death?
Could I just interrupt for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time, and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
And there you go. We're actually in a place where now Democrats, of all things, Democrats are calling on the Trump administration to release the Epstein files. Well, again, maybe it's a masterful trap that Jeroboam is setting. But either way you look at it, there's a lot of evil and sickness that's being covered up. If you look at examples in the Bible, how did Solomon establish a kingdom? based on peace and obedience. Well, he first executed judgment, put away sin. I mean, God is a God of judgment. Yes, he's a God of mercy and compassion and forgiveness upon repentance. But read Romans 1 sometime. We read a few verses from it the other day. And see what God's assessment is of this society. And read about the coming judgment, the correction. There's passages in Isaiah that talk about God using a rod, a corrective instrument to correct his people, to confront sin. There's a whole chapter in the book of Deuteronomy. I mean, these are Moses' final words as the Israelites are about to head into the promised land. And he says to them, look, don't cover up sin. Expose it and then get rid of it. Now, he's talking about getting rid of false prophets primarily in this passage, but the principle applies to any sin. I mean, look at the Ten Commandments and what it says, and then the New Testament and what it has to say about lust and sex sins. I mean, how much of this, like our article said, I mean, this is just the very tip of the iceberg, Epstein. Then you move on to these 150 rich and powerful, and then the 254 victims. And then where does it go from there for all the rest of us? I mean, how many people has the devil destroyed spiritually because of a weakness in this area? Look at how popular pornography is, just to take one example. It's all over the place. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 4, it says, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And it says, if this prophet or dreamer of dreams comes, he should be put to death. He should be punished. If he's a false prophet, you got to get it out of the camp. You can't let his influence spread. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. That's the end of verse 5, Deuteronomy 13 and verse 5. Put the evil away. We're, like my father has said before, a lot of us are quite good at identifying the evil in the other guy or in the other group. But what about detecting the evil from within? Human nature will conceal sin. And again, that's part of this story. You can't get away from it. I mean, it's not just the sexual deviance. It's not just the pedophilia in high places. It's law enforcement officials that are turning a blind eye to it. It's like the security officials or the police people at the Nova Festival, right before October 7th. And all of these illegal drugs that these young people were consuming, and law enforcement's just right over there. And as we now know, Hamas was just right over there as well. I mean, we've got some sins ourselves that we need to look at. God's trying to get our attention. He doesn't understand the interest in this story that he talked about. I'm talking about President Trump, that he talked about for years, even implying that maybe he was killed, Jeffrey Epstein, saying that a lot of powerful people went down to the island. Listen to this from a guy named Mark Mitchell. He was on with Steve Bannon earlier this week, clip 3.
Hey, Donald Trump came in with really great approval numbers. He's brought a lot of foreign investment back to the United States. He just signed his signature legislation less than 2 weeks ago, and it's the summer. The Democrats are imploding. He took out the Iranian nuclear weapons program, which was insanely popular. And so where his approval rating should be right now is soaring. And it's not. It's plunging. It's 1 point away from the lowest net approval rating that he's had this entire cycle. And the last time he had a rating, it was -5, was back in April. That was when the market imploded 15%. So people are trying to say this isn't a big deal. People are trying to say nobody wants this Epstein information out. It's an absolute misdirection. This is horrifying. And if it isn't corrected, it threatens derailing Trump's agenda, getting rid of his political capital. If this isn't fixed, this might hang over Trump's administration. It could be his Afghanistan going into the fall with Democrats still pounding away.
There's a real opportunity here. I understand that Donald Trump is not in God's church. I don't think he's a deeply religious man. But I think he is convinced that he's leading a spiritual revival, a religious revival. But what an opportunity there is here to actually confront evil with a Phineas-like spirit, to be a rising lion when it comes to confronting evil. A rising lion when it comes to going on the offensive, a surprise attack. Again, maybe there is a surprise attack coming. Sure doesn't look like it based on the statements. Why are you worried about Epstein? Look at our achievements. Look at what we've done, as if you can continue to achieve and grow and improve while you let evil remain in your midst. That's not a recipe for long-term success. There may be some short-term benefits that come from closing the border or stopping inflation. But you know all about the big, beautiful bill, and you know all about the blind spots in the foreign policy. It's a mixed bag. This Mark Mitchell, I think he works for one of the polling companies. He gives a lot of statistics on what Americans think, as you just heard there. Listen again to clip 4.
The reason they're asking the list is because they don't trust the FBI anymore to do investigations. This is the FBI that under Biden, a majority of people said was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. And so this is the part that I don't think the Trump administration appreciates. This was an election. People say, oh, it's the economy. No, it was an election about institutional trust and the death of the American dream. But 30% trust the federal government. Strong majority think the DOJ was weaponized. 72% are concerned we're living in a police state. We have these numbers over and over again. And a really big one, how important is the rule of law, ensuring public officials are held to the same standard of justice as other citizens? 94% important, 82% very important. That's as close as it gets to 100. You wouldn't see somebody like oxygen wouldn't even get 82% very important. So this idea of two-tiered justice is just absolutely an anathema to people, and we're going to be talking about it. That's the problem. And how do they get rid of this? They have an $11 billion a year Federal Bureau of Investigation. Where are the investigations? Just because we have new people at the head of these administrations is not enough to restore public trust. The trust in these institutions was destroyed under Biden. It takes extraordinary transparency, in my opinion, to give that back, that trust back to voters. You can't just say nothing to see here.
And that's what they're saying now. If law enforcement in Florida was concerned that that wasn't investigated properly, even though it resulted in Epstein going to prison, 2005, 2006, if the FBI is invited in to look into this in 2009, as I say, that runs you right through Obama, Trump, the fake president, and now Trump again. I forget all the FBI agents. What, Eric Holder at the DOJ? Loretta Lynch? You've got Comey, Brennan, all these people. And now more recent, Bill Barr, Merrick Garland. You've got a lot of people that had the list. Even if there's not technically a specific listing, the information is there. And now it's there with Kash Patel and Bongino and Bondi at the helm. And, of course, President Trump yet again. And now we're told it's a big, fat nothing burger. There's nothing to it. There's no list. There's no crimes. Well, except for Jeffrey and Maxwell, his girlfriend. And then there's 254 victims. Okay. There's 150 powerful people that just regularly traveled with him, visited his apartment in Manhattan. The plane rides, the island. And that's it. And now we hear statements like, I can't even believe you're interested. It's just boring. It's boring. Listen again to Mark Mitchell, clip 5.
This is all taken after the announcement that there was nothing to see here, case closed. We saw the video. He did not get murdered. Voters aren't buying it. They think Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, 47% to 31% suicide. Only 33% of Republicans, even though the Trump administration said so, only 1/3 of Republicans said that he committed suicide, 27% of independents. Do you believe the FBI and the Department of Justice are telling the truth about Epstein? 21% yes. This is a country that 50% voted for Donald Trump, 21% yes, 56% no. Only 27% of Republicans, they're not buying the administration line. 15% of independents. Donald Trump started this administration with +6 among independents. He's -19 net approval with independents right now, by the way.
This passage in Deuteronomy 13, verse 6, it says, if your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is in your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers. Verse 7 says, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, near to you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth and to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. You just face it, you confront it, like a rising lion. Otherwise, it'll destroy you. It says, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. And then it says later on, verse 11, and all Israel shall hear and fear and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. See, when everybody else sees it, if the standard of justice is fair, if it's across the board, if it's not two-tiered or covered up, then when the punishment is given, people see it and say, I better not get involved in that sort of sin. I better run from it. But is that happening? God says if we know there's evil, the leaders must make a diligent inquiry. Now, we hear a lot about investigations. You know, Comey and Brennan are being investigated, supposedly. We'll see what comes of that. Again, unless there's a masterful trap being set, this really is exposing not so much the evil of the sex crimes, who was engaged in it, how extensive it was, but it certainly is exposing the extent of the cover-up and how that no matter what, I mean, whether Democrat, Republican, under, you know, a long line of leaders at the FBI, the DOJ, the outcome has been the same in every case. Verse 12. Now, one thing you do, just to go back to Trump's first term, at least then it looked like he was off to prison yet again. I mean, this is a full 13, 14 years after the conviction in Florida. And through it all, I mean, all of these relationships with rich and powerful people, internationally even. So you have to give Bill Barr and Donald Trump a little bit of credit for at least going there with Jeffrey. But this is a problem that goes beyond Jeffrey and Maxwell, Ghislaine. For sure, I mean, it's brought out even in court documents where the victims were given a voice. Were those ever investigated? And what about that expose in the Australia program? We played all the excerpts for you last year. Why isn't that running on an endless loop? here in the States on 60 Minutes on MSNBC. Well, it tells you a lot about the kinds of crimes and the kind of evil that so many people engage in. And look, you step back and look at what America promotes and look at what's on the internet or on cable TV, and you know. I mean, there's been a movement, a strong movement to normalize pedophilia. I mean, Jeffrey, you can see it in the article from last March. Jeffrey Epstein basically said as much. I don't think it's that big of a crime. I mean, they thought that way in ancient Rome as well, right before the empire collapsed. Yeah, a lot of the well-known politicians of that time, they were involved in pedophilia as well. Is all this going to be made known? Said one senator. Are you going to reveal all of the details? Are you going to do it before I die? What's the holdup here? And now we're told it's just a scam. Now we're told it's just a big hoax. Can you imagine the reaction? I mean, you heard from Rasmussen right there saying that even with Trump in office, people are furious. People don't believe the government. They don't trust the FBI. But what would the reaction be like on the conservative side if the dear leader was currently in the Oval Office? And he comes out and says, yeah, the Epstein thing, that's just a big hoax. A Democrat hoax of all things. And Democrats now calling on Trump to release the files. Verse 12 of Deuteronomy 13, it says, if you shall hear say in one of your cities, which the Lord your God has given you to dwell there, saying certain men, children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of your city or their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods. Verse 14 says, then shall you inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth and the thing certain of that abomination is wrought among you, you shall surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof, and the edge of the sword. Are we going to hear a lot of theologians or evangelicals referring to these principles? All right, so the U.S. government doesn't carry it out exactly this way, but look, there are principles here. Don't conceal it. Don't cover it up. Make sure you expose it. And when it's exposed, crush it. And let it be an example for everyone to see. I mean, this is basic. These are things you implement into your families if you're doing it God's way. You know, you see an older brother get in trouble, get punished for misbehavior, and the younger brother may think twice about doing the same thing. But you remove all law and order, you take away all punishment, and it turns into anarchy. And that's what we're seeing. We're living out the way the Israelites of old were living it out in that period of Judges, a dreadful period of every man doing what seemed right in his own eyes. Nothing to see here. Just move on. You're stupid if you even ask a question. And all that does is it raises more questions in the minds of most people, at least those that are paying attention to what has happened to America's leadership, America's government, over the past many decades. Well, the U.S. and Britain in Prophecy would be a good book to start with if you want to continue your study. This passage in Deuteronomy 13 is quite good as well. But if you'd like a free copy of U.S. and Britain in Prophecy, make sure you go to our website or call our operators today. That's all we have time for on today's show, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.